Now, I don't know where I came across this, but I believe that this was John Piper that basically pointed out he was taking fasting, again, which is a form of self-denial, and he put fasting and young people struggling with pornography into the same little message. And I made a slight little effort to find it, but I don't know where it's at. But you know what he said? He said, you take young people today who are so wired to just gratify everything. We get sick, we take the medicine. Get sick, go to the doctor. Soft. We're supposed to get out of bed. You know the scripture says, consider the ant. The ants often out there, these fire ants around here are often out there. You wonder, oh, how do all those piles get out there? Well, the reality is, they were at work when a lot of us are still in bed. Get out of bed. That's one of the self-denials. Just get out of bed. You don't need to sleep 10 hours a day. Get out of bed. Stop with all the softness. Take up the cross. But Piper said, these young people, instant gratification. Instant. I mean, I was reading Adoniram Judson. He oftentimes would board a ship, and because of tides and winds, they would often sit there for 3 days. Can you imagine if you got on an airplane and you had to sit on the airplane for 3 days before it took off? Again, we'd all be screaming like, what's going on? We'd get off the airplane. We'd find some other way. We don't have patience for that kind of thing. We want our food now. We want it the way it is. Send it back. It's not cooked just like I want it. It's not the right temperature. It's, you know what? When you have young people that are wired that way, you have parents that give them everything. Oh, you want those clothes? Here, have those clothes. Oh, you want that cell phone? Well, here, have that cell phone. And more, you know, we get away from agricultural life, and this is one of the struggles I've had in the city. It's like putting the children to work is hard. And so you grow up with this pampered generation that knows very little about hard work, about getting out in rough conditions, and what happens? You've so trained those young people to say yes to their appetites that when their body says, I want sexual gratification. It's just like, yep, just right there. Brethren, if I could desire something of this church, that there would be not the kind of self-denial that you want to parade so that you can tell people, like put stones in your shoes. But brethren, you don't need the softest towel. You don't need the softest clothes. You don't need the most comfortable shoes. You don't need the most comfortable temperature in your house. You don't always need to eat all the fancy food. You don't need to live in the nicer house or have the more comfortable car. You know, it can almost be like, huh, well, that automobile doesn't have air conditioning. We need to fix it. Well, you know, that isn't necessarily something that needs to be fixed for your automobile to do what automobiles are supposed to do. Look, I'm the first one to like air conditioning. I know the heat down here about kills me. But, brethren, we are soft. And the truth is that there's decisions that we can make to keep our body under, like Paul did. Take up your cross daily. Adopt a course of habitual self-denial. Basically, what Piper was getting at is this. When young people actually develop the habits of fasting, that kind of self-denial, it makes it a whole lot easier to say no to these bodily appetites when it comes to sexual problems. And I just wondered, hearing that,
huh, I wonder if the young, I wonder if a poll could be taken and everybody was totally honest and we knew all the facts, if the young people most likely to fall into some kind of sexual temptation are likewise the ones that are least given to fasting. I wonder if that correlation is real. I suspect there's reality to it.
This excerpt comes from the full sermon, A Threefold Cord, Secret Prayer, Doing Good, and Self-Denial. The full message can be found on albehonest.com.